You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Vamp. That's the longest round of applause.
I like it.
You guys deserve it.
Martin told me he was going to give me the clap, but that was... I didn't expect to be having the clap for that long.
I mean, we do have a pretty big audience this evening.
It's huge. doing Vampire Diaries Season 4, Episode 18, American Gothic. It's your boy DJ Jesse in studio with Miss Kristen Snyder.
What up, guys?
Running the booth is Martin.
Hello, everyone. How's your Easter's?
Fantastic. Cool. And happy.
Greek Orthodox, my Easter's in a month, but thanks for ruining my...
You'll get a chocolate from me.
Thanks.
I want Martin's chocolate.
I want Martin's chocolate. From giving me the clap to Martin's chocolate, today has been very successful. All right. And, I mean, with the episodes of Vampire Diaries, I don't know. I feel like the writers are, maybe they're switching their writers up. It went from, like, every episode being packed with too much information to now it's like, oh, well, here's two storylines and... Go get them, Tigers.
We're not moving.
Not enough. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not moving. We still have all the same problems, and they just will bring back characters we haven't seen for a while and bring them into the problem rather than us.
And then we fix
forward.
That problem.
Yeah.
But we still haven't fixed the big problem.
We're losing the big issue here.
Right. the big issue is the cure, which everyone's running around trying to find Catherine because they believe she has the cure, and it leads them to... Pennsylvania.
Good old PA.
Pennsylvania.
That's where I'm from.
Rebecca, Elena, I am not going to lie, I did enjoy them this episode.
Yeah. We got that nice exchange that you like how Elena can play, you know, both parts. And she was literally sitting across from a table with Catherine. So we got to see the evil Catherine and now the evil Elena back and forth. And I think, like, them adding the streaks in Elena's hair was all so that we could keep them straight.
Right. Yeah. So we find out when the girls get to Pennsylvania. As Elaine is about to bite into someone's neck, she finds out that Catherine has compelled the entire town.
To like her.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Would you compel an entire town to like you if you could?
Yeah. Here's why.
Entire state.
I would do it. Probably a state. I would do it because I think this is something Catherine should have done in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
She should have never meddled with everybody else. She should have thought... I mean, you've been around for how many years and you haven't thought to do this?
Good point.
Have a nice, quiet, simple little life somewhere.
With a quilt and an aquarium. That's all you need.
No fish.
That's all you need in life.
No. Yeah.
Forget the fish.
Compel the whole town. She's been feeding off their wrists. They go to the post office and find out that Catherine was there 2 minutes before...
Which leads them on the chase to find her.
Not even, because Catherine was there, ahead. And then she didn't realize Rebecca was in town, too. So now the girls go out to a cute little lunch.
Girl fight.
Yeah. I love the whole situation with Elena, Catherine, her playing Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another role of Elena having to play Catherine. And it's almost like... throwing it back in Catherine's face because Catherine has portrayed Elena multiple times.
Right.
So it's kind of like, here's a taste of your own medicine. Yeah.
Yep.
I really liked it. They find... Well, basically, Catherine says, I want to give the cure to Close because I'm tired of running. I'm tired of Close chasing me. And it's like, exactly what Close says at the end of the episode. It's like,
to Tyler, about Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly scouring the earth for
him. No, he's not.
Now he is because you have the cure.
Yeah,
but if, like, you didn't have the cure, he wouldn't be.
I don't remember ever a time really when he was like, I need to kill Katarina. Like,
right.
I don't even remember why. I mean, I'm sure she's fooled everyone. Yeah. She's fooled everyone, deceived every man. But, mm-hmm. like, at this point, I feel like he's past it.
I think
everyone's past it but her.
Yeah.
I feel like she needs something to live for, and if she wasn't running, what would she do? I think that's the bigger issue here, is she doesn't know how to just live in a small town.
True.
She has to be running, or she doesn't know what to do.
Very interesting. We find out that she's supposed to meet a friend at 2. I love that Catherine's so organized and
calendar appointments.
Yeah, you know, using that BlackBerry to its fullest.
Uh-huh.
Meeting at 2 with EM.
Which I was really looking forward to that meeting, and it did not disappoint. That was probably one of the most exciting parts of the episode.
Finding out that it was Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kissed Elena.
Did you feel like something was in that kiss?
I mean, I've always kind of... No, because... Well, from Elena's side, not from his, because he obviously thought it was Catherine.
Right.
I always kind of felt like that could be someone for Elena, because I feel like he's always had a soft spot for Elena. And I don't know why they've never tried to take it anywhere further.
Yeah.
And for the future, I would like something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, maybe up until that point she hadn't really thought about it, but in the kiss, like, she kind of opened her eyes, like it was an awakening to, how come I never looked at this guy?
Oh, no, I think that was like, wait a minute, we're kissing? Like, what?
Yeah.
I think that's what
too,
it was.
but I did feel like there was something in it for her. Maybe just a little thing. Maybe I was just wanting it, just some more drama, but I don't know. I felt like his words, he was the only one who really has gotten through to her.
To Elena?
Yeah, because she actually started talking about Jeremy, and Catherine even made the ironic notion to say, like, oh, that's weird she brought up Jeremy, considering she supposedly doesn't have her emotions on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like I saw the real Elena whenever she was speaking with Elijah, something that we haven't seen for a while. So I feel like, if anyone, it's his words that will pierce her and get her to switch back.
Yeah, I mean, even... Well, I can't even say that. We'll get to that in a second. But so while that's going on, I love Rebecca. Just Rebecca sitting at the table taunting Catherine. And Catherine brings it back to her, talking about, you want the cure, but, like, what is that really going to do for you? Like, then the Salvatore brothers show up. And that's where she kind of confesses that she has a friendship. Not a friendship, but...
but a
friendship. With Elijah. And it's so obvious that she is using Elijah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think? Because then at the end of the episode, she could have ran into Klaus and shoved it down his throat, even though I know she's scared to do that.
Yeah, first
but
of all, she
claims
can't do that.
To really still have feelings for Elijah, even after everything's gone down.
I don't know.
Is this yet another man she's trying to deceive?
I'm kind of... No, I think with Catherine, I think she's always wanted love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's just, like, that person that has never really been able to truly have it. And always gets caught up in a big situation. And it kind of falls into this big pile of mess,
right?
And so she runs away from it because that's all she knows how to do. Same thing as Close. So her and Close are the almost the same people.
That makes sense. Actually, it's such a good point.
So I think with Elijah, who is so, you know, good head on his shoulders, thinks forward, thinks clearly, that is something impressive for her to have in her life. And that's why I think, like, Elena, that would be a really good mix.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I think
I
he loves
that.
The innocence of Elena. Well, I know that he does love the innocence of Elena.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what he believes is going to get out of Catherine. Which, important lesson that we learned, you're not going to get the same person from years ago.
That's what I wanted to talk about, searching for someone that you used to know. I mean, shouldn't Elijah...
Somebody that I used to know.
Now you're just somebody.
Right.
We need the hard rock version. Is there one of those? We could do that. But, like, fighting... He's honestly, Elijah's so smart. Why is he doing that? Like, he's basically going against nature, looking... And so, same with, like, Stefan and Damon. Like, when people change, like, after they've gone through all these traumatic experiences, we just naturally become a little bit harder. We lose our innocence. Yeah, that's attractive, but like that's just part of life.
Like I'm someone that's similar to this. I'm a fixer in a relationship, and you know, not that I go looking for something that's broken, but it's something in the sense of like I feel like Stefan gets it more than Elijah would,
right?
Or Stefan just explained it better. But it's kind of the fact of like, you see someone that's broken, and we see lots of people that are broken, but when you see someone that's broken that can relate to you from problems that you've had, it's like Stefan said, when I went on my downfall, you didn't walk away from me. You sat there until you pulled me out. Yeah, am I a different person? No, Stefan is a different person. No, he's not that lullaby and, you know, sitting under the willow tree. He's not that guy anymore.
Writing in his diary.
Right. He's not that guy anymore. He has a little bit more of an edge to him, but he still thinks straight and thinks clearly. So, yeah, you can't get back to that person, but you can remind them of the fundamentals of what they had at that time.
Right.
And I think even within Catherine, it's like you look at her, well, there's a reason why she's running all the time. If she was so big, bad, evil, and tough, why are you running?
Exactly. That's
you know?
A good point.
And I think Elijah sees something in her and feels he can pull that out of her. So I don't put blame... I don't blame life or the things that have happened. I think that that adds to your character. I think it's used as an excuse when they say, this is who I am now. It's like, oh, bitch, no, this is the flavor of the week for you right now. Next week, you're going to have that flavor. You're going to have strawberry, but you're going to mix some banana in it, too. Like, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think those traumatic experiences can help polish your character, and people do use them as excuse, so it just depends how you handle what happens to you in life. We hear that all the time, and so right now they're just not handling it. They're just refusing to let it become a better part of them, but instead holding it there for everyone to see and acting it out against it.
And Elena, I mean, you were too soft before. Now you're too hard. And it's like, let's find the balance in the middle, and you'll be the perfect Elena.
I liked what Elijah said. He said he would, like, what kind of man would I be if I didn't have hope that I could still help her?
And
so,
that's true.
I get it.
And just when we thought, you know, I mean, like you said, you felt like she really listened to Elijah. In that situation, I think it almost comes to the point where Elena gets everything in her head, which is why she can shut off the emotion, because she gets it. She understands how the basics of it work. She's just choosing not to let that emotion. So when it comes to Elijah and he's saying that, I feel like it wasn't that she was listening to him, and that's when she let the emotion come out about Jeremy. I think it was the conversation. It was, okay, well, you really think that? Well, A, B, and C happened to Jeremy. And at the end of the day, I'm not going back to the same person that I am, no matter what they believe. And yeah, true. Now, if that whatever cure or whatever turns her emotions back on, she's still going to be the same Elena, but she's still going to remember how to be able to control that coldness.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I really think Elaine is going to learn the most out of this situation. Catherine, I feel like this, it's really, I feel like it's going to be too hard to get Catherine out of that scared.
I feel like everyone's been trying for a long time, but maybe not. Maybe Elijah will finally be the understanding person she needs in her life, that they'll actually be there, because she does come back to him at the end of the episode where she didn't have to, because her game was revealed. So,
right. Very interesting. So they find the cure inside Catherine's house. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, hey, it's Jillian.
Hey, Jillian,
Hi,
what's
Jillian.
Up? Jillian is a huge Vampire Diaries fan, and she tweets me hilarious quotes from the show every Thursday, which I totally appreciate. And I didn't get one of them until I actually watched the episode, and I was dying laughing when you said you missed the old Elena.
Oh, no, I was saying that...
Oh, you love the new Elena, I'm sorry.
I love the new Elena because she had the quote against Rebecca saying, you know, I never realized how annoying your voice is.
Right. All right, so where do you stand as far as the whole Rebecca, you know, wanting to take the cure, the whole trip, basically, with Rebecca, Elena, and Elijah?
Okay, so you guys were just talking about Catherine.
Right.
I still think she's evil. I think that she will say and do whatever she needs to get whoever she needs to believe her to believe her.
Mm-hmm.
And giving Elijah the cure and giving up probably one of her last playing cards, I think she's just doing that to try to win her freedom.
So just more collateral damage.
You know what makes sense about that, too, is when she snapped Elena's neck, Elijah said, how can you not have any sympathy for that poor girl and everything that she's been through? And at the end, when to me, like you said, Jillian, when Catherine gave him the cure, it's kind of like, okay, you walked away from me when I said, well, what about Klaus? So it's sympathy that Elijah feels with. So, exactly, Catherine goes to Elijah, she confesses her love, but she's still giving him the cure, which she knows is going back to Mystic Falls.
Right.
So, now Klaus won't really have that against Catherine, because in Elijah's head, well, Catherine's good, she gave the cure. So, sort of along that line?
I think that she has known Elijah for far too long, and she knows how to play him.
Yep, I agree.
Just like she knows how to play Damon, she knows how to play Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And now she knows how to play Elena, too, because she can be Elena.
True that.
He's basically just transporting the cure back to Klaus for her.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Rebecca in the whole cure situation? Mostly her saying that to Damon. Do you think Damon really wanted to stop her at all? Or do you think he kind of... You know, once...
I think that he is so focused on, you know, wanting Elena back at this point that he would have stopped Rebecca if he could.
Oh, really?
Well, he said he realized... He said he realized right after he let Rebecca take it that it was a mistake, but he didn't realize it until right after she took it, so... Mm.
If they were really going to make a big deal about the fact that he didn't stop her, the cure would have been real.
True. That's true. But
it wouldn't have looked like a melted freeze pop.
Actually,
the real one looked like that, though, too.
Yeah, they looked exactly... You know what it reminds me of? Remember those little candies? They look like bottles, and then they're wax balls, and you
bite
them off.
I love those.
That's what it looked like a big one of those.
Yeah. People always realize their mistakes
too late. The real one looks like blood inside of a crystal.
Yeah.
Or a candle. Yeah.
Elena sitting down with the brothers and saying, I never want the cure, and you guys need to accept it or else there will be consequences. Snaps the waitress's neck and says, told you, consequences. Thoughts? Jillian?
Elena's going off the deep end. Which, it's nice seeing her not being the fragile little girl anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's turning so much into Catherine that it's like we already have a Catherine, so one of them has to change.
Maybe they'll switch places.
Do you see maybe Catherine really may have turning a leaf and maybe she could help Elena out in the future?
Maybe, only because, I mean, they have the whole doppelganger connection where Catherine might be able to talk Elena into turning her emotions back on.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, maybe. I really don't know. I think they're going to play out the evil Elena thing for a little bit longer.
Oh, I think it's going to the end of the season for sure, if not carrying into season 5. All right, one more topic. Jillian, what do you want to talk about?
Klaus.
Go ahead. What do you got for us? I knew she was gonna bring
it. It would have been nice if Klaus had somebody to call, but you know, he's worked so hard on destroying every single relationship he had with everyone in the entire town. I'm not surprised that no one really came to pull the stake or whatever out of his back.
Right. It was almost like a Cinderella story or like a Snow White story.
Yeah.
Where he was in pain, yeah, and then he needed the true love to, you know, get his mind off of it, and he's cured all of a sudden.
I just like that we finally got that exchange that you wanted last week, Jesse, where she would finally tell him, you know, you put me in danger twice, and he tried to say, I saved you twice, mm-hmm, but she's like, no, you only had to save me because you put me there. So we finally got that exchange of you wanting her to actually confront him and say, look, these are all the things that you've done to me, but still, despite all of this, I'm still reaching out to you, and you're not recognizing that. So that was really good to hear. I love that line.
I love it because it was like, I feel like everyone's gone through that moment where you're talking to someone that you really do care about, and it's just like they're being so stubborn. It's just like, oh my God, you're being an idiot. Like, and you're not seeing that you're being an idiot. Like, I mean, no matter what I do, I can't help you. And it really took all that to kind of just be like, oh wait, I am being an idiot. Jillian, what did you think?
I think that if he finally realizes that he is being a complete and total idiot, thank God.
Yep.
Because there was a point where I liked Klaus when they were doing the thing with him and Caroline, and it was cute, and it was nice, mm-hmm, and I was like, okay, I can kind of see, you know, them wanting to test this relationship and see how the fans react.
Right.
But then he just became me again. And it's like, I've been waiting for somebody to slap him in the back of the head.
Yeah, I mean, it's, with Klaus, we have to expect it because all those years of being the same person, we can't expect him to quickly go back to that same Klaus.
He's learning.
If he really, really liked Caroline that much, he would.
Well, she's teaching him because, yeah, she was like, friendship stage one, you have to help me learn to trust you. So, mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, he's going to let Tyler come back in town. And I really like the way Klaus looks with tears in his eyes.
Yeah, honestly, think about it, because he's like a big little kid.
Yep.
She had to yell at him in, mm-hmm, order for him to see it. And then at the end, with the whole Tyler thing, you know, she's like, okay, can Tyler come back? Rather than him just saying yes.
Yeah.
He says, well, I'm not exactly scouring the earth for him. Like, okay, you're jealous because you know if he comes back, Caroline's going to be in love with him. But it's I feel like it's going to be kind of obvious. I feel like, personally.
See, here's the issue with that, though.
What's
that? He said, I'm not out looking for him. He didn't say if Tyler would be safe if he came back. Plus the fact that Tyler's not even picking up the phone. So how would Caroline be able to tell him, oh, it's okay for you to come back now?
Yeah, I just, I mean, I get that, taking it that literal, but I think with Klaus, I think that was his way of saying,
yeah,
he can come back.
Yeah, and the other thing is, what do you guys think about Tyler not returning her calls? What is Tyler doing? And it doesn't look like he's trying to fight to be in Caroline's life as much,
nope,
as she wants
him there.
And this is
why I said it seems kind of obvious that, mm-hmm, Caroline might get in contact with him, tell him that he can come back, and he's going to choose not to.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
It's possible, but Klaus might be leaving soon to go to the Originals.
Yeah, but apparently they're going to do so much back and forth that we're not going to lose the Originals from the Vampire Diaries. So
the actors are just going to be pulling double duty then?
I think that is what it's going to be for the most part.
See them less.
And I really hope so, because if that is the case, then we'll get double dips of Vampire Diaries.
Pretty much,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to lose. Yeah. I don't want, now that you're giving us so much Klaus, so much Rebecca, mm-hmm, like, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose Klaus from Caroline. I don't want to lose Rebecca from her humanity, because I get they can do all these storylines, mm-hmm, on the Originals, but I'm still tied to Rebecca and Matt. I want something to happen there. Probably,
yeah,
isn't going to happen because they haven't been really teasing it too much. But the Klaus and Caroline thing, it's just like they could pull a whole Buffy and Angel thing where they get us to want it so bad and then they take it away from us. And it's,
yeah,
just something that we're like, well, it still could happen, you
good
know?
Point.
I don't know.
Can I make a Buffy reference?
Go ahead.
I think Silas is like the first.
I totally agree with that.
The first evil where he's like taking the image, or he's like, being the image of other people to mess with people's heads.
100%. That's exactly what he is. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not an actual body. Like, he mentally wasn't... Like, when we saw Klaus talking to him, he was talking to nobody.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, we don't get this until April 18th, but Jillian, shout out your Twitter handle so that we can everyone can go follow you.
I'm Jillian underscore Swan, and I'm also very active on the chat. So if anybody wants to jump on there, we always have fun on there too while watching your show.
All right, thank you, Jillian, and make sure you join us April 18th.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, bye.
I wanted to talk about Rebecca for a minute.
Go ahead.
And just how, like, at
open
the end,
up.
How... I'm going to just let it all out. Elijah was saying to her, you know what? You've been looking for this cure for so long. You think being human is the answer. It might not be. I feel like that's just a romantic notion, he tells her. The grass isn't always greener. And so how do you feel about that? That not actually be the answer that she's actually looking for?
I mean, I think she's already thought about that. I think... It's kind of like, stop telling me that. Like, that's what Klaus is saying. That's what everyone's saying to me. I know what I want. I've lived this life 20 times. And what I really want from this life is for it to end.
Right.
I'm keep going through all... And it, I mean, honestly, everyone was talking about the same thing. Stefan and Damon. Stefan said, I don't want to keep doing this over and over again. We're chasing after the same girl. Then one of us goes bad. Then one of us, you know, has to help the other one. It's like we're living the same exact thing. We're reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And with Rebecca...
Repeating mistakes as well.
I think that's what Rebecca realizes. And she's like, I don't want to live this, like, save the world every day. I want to live in a house with a town and... a man and die and live a simple life and have it end.
But, like, what's stopping her from kind of trying to do that now? Because as we saw, even if she was human, Damon tried to kill her to see if she was still a vampire. So it's like, I feel like she's just going to be killed then after she's not a vampire anymore. Because, like, how can she just totally escape this world completely and not have people chasing after her?
I do think there's a way. I think there's a way that you can run away and hide yourself. You know, obviously it was hard. If Catherine had never compelled that town, the girls would have never have found Catherine.
Right.
So it was still something of vampire power that gave them the clue that Catherine was even there.
Mm-hmm.
She could have stayed in that small little town and never been found again. So I want it for Rebecca. I really do. I want Elena to turn her emotions off. I want Elena to stay a vampire. And I guess on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It's prom.
Prom. They didn't give us much for next week. They haven't been giving us a lot.
No.
It's very weird what they're doing with this show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Smaller topics, like, I don't know.
They need to interweave some stories and get us excited again and get to the freaking cure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if we get there, I don't want it to just be like one small thing that it's going to be like in a few minutes. Like, I would like to get there and then go beyond it for a minute.
Right.
But they're
saving it. I mean, to the point of, I'm gonna bring back a Buffy reference, with the first, you know, it took a long time to deal with the situation, which is Silas.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the portal did open up, and they had to fight all the demons.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if we're almost going to go somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't open the portal up, and it's like, okay, so we were scared of what? You know, how are we going to defeat Silas? It looks like we're going to get Bonnie back next week.
Yep.
Excited for that.
Apparently, Elena doesn't love Damon anymore. She is now back to Stefan, who wanted to ride off into the sunset this episode.
Right, talking about, I want to get rid of Elena out of my life. That's not going to happen. You say it's going to happen. It's not true. It just isn't. Because as soon as he does that, something's going to happen with Elena, and he's going to realize, oh, this is wrong. I mean, come on, you've been doing it for how many years?
Yep.
And Elena's the different one, we would like to believe. I mean, they could take us on a whole new story and be like, nope, Elena really wasn't it. Here comes the new whole new Vampire Diaries.
I'm curious. I don't know where it's going.
Me either. And we won't be able to find out until April 18th, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can keep the conversation going with me at DJ Jesse J.
Or me at Cinematic Escape, or you can bing my blog, Cinematic Escape, as well.
Hit us up on iTunes. Download, subscribe, leave us a comment with your Twitter handle. We'll give you a shout out on the show. Until April 18th. Peace.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.